Okay. Thanks for coming to this meeting. How are we doing on our remote? We have some we have some ideas and some ideas for what people want. Right, let's just go over the agenda real quick for this meeting. See if I can't get things moving along here a little bit better. I'll go over what we went over last time, which shouldn't take long. Then I believe each of you have a presentation. I've was sent a couple more requirements for our remote for what they want. Then we can come to a conclusion on what we want the remote to do and how it's going to do it, hopefully. And then we'll have the closing, which we'll have 40 minutes for. Let's see, the last meeting we went over who was responsible for what. I'm responsible for leading the meetings, keeping the notes, and coming up with the final presentation. Corinne is our marketing expert. She's gonna figure out what the consumer wants. Ryan is our user interface designer, and Manuel is the industrial designer. So you're gonna come up with the ideas, Ryan, and you're gonna pick them apart. We decided our remote, we want it to be a universal remote that everyone would want. We want it to be modern, fun, different. It needs to be sturdy, easy to find. So we're gonna have that locator function. And we want it to be different. And then we went over a couple of different ideas: ball-shaped phone, the keyboard shape. We decided that it should probably be one-handed, something we could use with one hand. And that was our last meeting. So, why don't do each of you have a presentation? Okay, I'll hand it off to you. And does anyone you want to go first, so we can maybe see what the people want? To go to the next one, yeah, you click on that guy.
My report, which is going to be based pretty much on a survey that I was sent.
Hit F8 again, I think. Yeah. Do you want it to be on both screens or just yours? Yeah, but I think you have to hit escape. And then you can. Oh, hit F8 again. I know, I did the same thing. And then it should come up here shortly.
So is there no way I can give you the
I think, oh, give us the slideshow and something on your screen. I'm not sure. You can maybe minimize that screen and then have them both up at the same time, I think.
Okay. So first of all, the method that I used was by doing some marketing research, by doing research on some interviews that were conducted, and then some internet research. And I was sent a report that was, I think there were 100 remote users that they interviewed. And so I will show you some of the results from that, which I think will be helpful. Okay, here are some of the findings. They said that the users dislike the look and feel of their current remote controls. And 75% of the users find their remote controls to be ugly, which is a fairly significant number, I would say. And 80% of the users would be willing to spend more money if they could get a remote that would look fancy. So I think that earlier we were onto something when we were talking about having it be a modern, cool look. I think that's definitely important. They say the current remote controls do not match well the operating behavior of the user. 75% of the users said they zap a lot. And if anyone could clarify what that means. Zap? Is that just when you're changing the channel?
Just using it. Yeah.
Okay. And 50% of the users say that they're only using 10% of the buttons on their remote control. And there was something else. They kept track of the frequency per hour and using certain buttons. And some of them, it looks like, barely needs to be included at all. Of course, channel selection is used the most frequently. And then teletext was the next. Volume, and then power. And then audio settings and screen settings and channel settings were practically never used. So I think we could definitely eliminate or somehow combine a lot of the functions into one button. The biggest user frustrations, as we said, 50% of people find that their remotes are lost somewhere. And so I think a tracking device of some sort would be a good idea. They said it takes 34% said it takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote. And 26% said that the controls are bad for RSI.
Capacitive strain injury.
What is it?
Just capacitive strain injury.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay. And so base, oh, okay. As far as speech recognition goes, the younger group looks like they're all for it. From the 15 to 25 age group, over 90% said they would pay more. And it kind of just went down incrementally. The groups, at the older they get, it looks like the less willing they are to pay. So maybe we could discuss this and think, decide if we think it's worth investing in this, at least if we're targeting the younger groups. And so, in conclusion, some things that I drew from this, I think we were correct. We definitely need to focus on a new modern appearance, since so many people seem to be concerned about the ugliness of the remote control. A multifunctional remote could be a good thing to explore, so you only have one rather than five different remotes sitting all over your room. We need to simplify the remote and reduce the number of buttons, get rid of the ones that don't seem to be serving much purpose. And then lastly, I thought that maybe we could discuss the idea of speech recognition. And that's it.
Okay. Very nice. Now we actually have some ideas of what people want and what we should focus on. Wait, can I look at that real quick? Multifunctions.
Sorry, did you guys get time to write everything that you needed?
Having just listened to what Carl just said, I've drawn some of the things as well. There's some things that are sort of relevant to what I want to say. Okay, so I'm just going to approach the technical functions design explore the technical functions of remote control. And the simplest approach that I came to is to change, program, and operate an electronic device remotely. I mean, that's an obvious thing to say, but it's not attached to the device that you want to control. Has some things sent to me, not very much, to look at some of the devices, findings from them, and then personal preferences that I will suggest. We discussed the universal one. It's just been brought up again then. But I think the universal remote control is actually quite a difficult object to design, and possibly within maybe the budget that we do it. Because you need to know all the specifications of all the like electronic companies. I'm not sure if you've ever come across a universal remote control yourself, but you have to, they're a nightmare to you, which you have to set them, reset them to everything. And that would only add buttons, whereas I think the aim is to take away buttons. So I think it's better maybe to concentrate on, maybe it's a universal one for TVs, or maybe just one that you could design, and then different people, manufacturers could use it to set their specifications if the aim is to get something that's unique in design. Okay, here's just two pictures of remote controls. It's just simple TV remote controls. But one is user-centered, that is the one on the left. You can straight away see the less buttons. And the other one is sort of engineer-centered, where that's more specified for the sort of the elaborate piece of equipment it's trying to control. And that's which appeals more to the product that we want, on what the findings of selling market research and stuff. We're probably looking at something that should be user-centered, fewer buttons, simple to use. And if 10% is hidden away, if 10% is what's used, maybe the other 50%, the buttons that are used very rarely, like programming, they could be hidden, maybe under some remote controls that you might have come across, and maybe a little flip thing where they're hidden away, and the main buttons are the ones you come across. Finally, our product, I think, should be user interface orientated. Like I said, to construct a TV remote control, a universal remote, might be too complex. And as what the major findings of the market research have said, it's the image and the appearance that people dislike, so that we should concentrate on that, set a trend, and change the fashion of remote controls. And that's it.
What was your last conclusion on that one? Focus on
the
image of it. Okay. Good, good.
Dictates the design of the interface, basically, and the outer appearance, because this is all the stuff that needs to go in there. So unfortunately, the people who were supposed to do this little presentation for me obviously were too drunk to finish it. I'm going to do all sorts of stuff on the board. This is the basic premise of the remote control. The basic function is to send messages to another system. Okay, so much is clear. An energy source feeds an integrated circuit chip that can impose messages, often in the form of infrared bits. This is the most used. There's also some sound systems, but infrared is the better, the more used system. Parts are cheaper as well. A user interface controls the chip and accordingly the messages. This is where my people screwed up, basically. So I'm going to explain that on the board. What we have is different components that obviously need to go in there. We start with an energy source. Usually a battery, since it's not feasible to, and a cable to that. This energy source, of course, is connected to the user interface itself, which can be buttons, whatever, which in fact controls a chip. The user interface, chip. The way this goes normally is that this chip then controls an infrared lamp that sends out the signal. Of course, the signal differs accordingly, depending on what the chip tells the infrared lamp then. Itself is controlled by the user interface. What you normally do is that you add a little device such as a lamp to the whole thing as well, so that you know that it's working. Basically, if you press something, you get a response, which is also very important on those devices. Now, this what we're talking about here, or what I think should be discussed, are two components, mostly the energy source, for one thing, can be altered. What we probably cannot alter is, of course, the infrared, the sending device, basically the infrared band. We cannot change the chip which controls the infrared band. Right? These two are components that we have to use and indicated by this whole function of the whole thing. Then can be put on to the desired device. It doesn't have to be here. This can be discussed as well. User interface, something we can also discuss. As we've heard, speech recognition is the hype, obviously, in the moment. Speech recognition interface, we don't know that. Usual button thing, or we have a touchpad or something like that. That's something we can discuss. Of course, energy source, batteries, solar cells, who knows? Of course, it's always a question whether these components are in fact available cheap enough to develop. That's
so we could, the more complex we make it, of course, the more expensive. But people have said that they would, well, younger generations of people said that they would pay more for a speech recognition remote. So possibly it might be worth the investment. I agree. Myself, I find when there's something that speech recognition, like you call on the phone and you try to change your telephone or power or something, sometimes they have a speech recognition on the other end, and you say one for this, and you find your, like you said, saying the same thing over and over and over. I find myself, especially if I'm in a crowd of people, looking really silly. So maybe if you're sitting on your couch with a bunch of people, then you know you. Volume up, volume down, change the channel, you know, channel up, channel down. I don't know.
Another thing about these figures is 91% of the youngest age group said they'd do it, but probably a lot of them, that's actually their parents' money. Like, I don't know if they would actually go out and purchase this themselves, a 15-year-old, you know?
That's why I mean, it's the gimmick factor.
It's a gimmick factor that they like at first, and okay, let's see here. Yeah, I guess so. Trade you. Now, I was sent a couple of things to modify our new requirements. The remote's only going to be for the television. Which is good because we already decided, or your research showed that not only is universal remote more complicated, it's more costly, and your research showed that, you know, most of the people don't even use it. I think you said 50% of the people only use half the or 10% of the buttons. So if we remove the universal remote, then that solves that problem. No teletext. So we don't have to worry about that. But we do have to use the company wants us to incorporate the corporate color and our slogan, which is we put the fashion in electronics. And our corporate colors are gray and yellow. And we could probably get away with black too, but so those are the three new requirements that I was told we need to use. From all three of your presentations, I think that we were on the right track a lot in our last meeting. We want something that looks good. We want something that's simple. We want something that you can find easily. And the speech recognition, I guess, is kind of a give or take. It's going to cost more. The younger people say that they like it, but it's probably, I would say, probably not worth the investment at this point in time. So maybe we should just do away with speech recognition. And that way we can focus on our form. That'd be good if we were going with our ball, or with, you know, I guess with any form that would be good. You know, that could be the charger for, you know, we could use rechargeable batteries in the remote, and that would be, or solar, or, you know, however you wanted to go about it. The holder could also be the charging unit, with the locator button. And if it were the ball, you'd no longer have to have a flat space on it. We still have the how to hold on to it, and it's going to roll away. So I guess after the meeting, we'll have some questionnaires and some summaries for what's going on. Then we'll take lunch, and we can come back and work on our individual work. I'll do the minutes. Let's see. It looks like you're already on your way for working with the components, chips, the what chips we need and what you know, how to power it and whatnot. User interface concept, we want it to be something simple. Minimal number of buttons. I guess our main thing that we should focus on until then is probably deciding on a certain look, you know. Did you have time earlier to work on that? Did you guys feel you have enough time in between our meetings to get everything done that you need to get done? Okay. Should we maybe shoot for a specific target group? That way we could, I mean, if we were shooting for young guys, then it's a certain look to the remote, or girls, or older people. Would that, you think that would help us find a specific form that we would want to pick out? So, we know that the remote's gonna have to be, we'll just say we've got a color scheme for it. Yellow and, you know, yellow, it's nice and bright, with the buttons being gray or black, and our slogan pasted somewhere on it, on the bottom or the, you know. Maybe we could sketch. So basically, all of our remotes, all of our typical remotes now are just kind of a rectangular sort. Maybe we could flare it or something, you know, so it's more, of course, this will look like a bone then. Let's go ahead and erase this. Hope everyone memorized that. Yeah. Yeah, everybody's got a mobile phone, right? Except for me now. But they are all, you know, mobile phones They've kind of taken a turn to where they're really small, which may defeat our purpose for being able to locate our remote all the time. But then again, you don't want, like the first mobile phone that was this big and you had a handbag to carry it around in. So we've got basically what remotes look like now is kind of what we're stuck with. Maybe we could go with a square or something. With minimal number of buttons. I guess you've got, one through nine. If you're typing in your channels, you've got volume up and down, channel up and down, power, usually at the top, a mute. That's pretty much all you need, I think. A menu button, maybe. So, if we want the remote to do other things like, or I guess the TV to be able to change the tint and the color and, all those kind of things that are built into TVs, we just have that under one standard menu button where you go in, press the menu button, scroll up and down to select it. Okay. So, like a wheel on your mouse, sort of. It's a good idea. Looks good. Yeah, looks good. To the thumb, yeah. Yeah, is everyone who in here is right-handed, left-handed? You guys all right-handed? Yeah. So, I'm left-handed, but I can say that most things are designed for right-handed people. Like the written language or English. Maybe. Oh. I would say, I mean, it should be probably designed for a right-handed person. But that's good. I think we've got kind of a good plan there. at least for what buttons we're going to use. So we've got, I like the scroll action and the, yeah, kind of like holding a. Yeah. So two remotes in one, but then would be easier to lose one or the other. It actually is your coffee table. Okay, well, we need to finish up here. So for the next, before the next meeting, shall we work on your watching trends to see what kind of new information we've got going on? Manuel, you're going to work on the components for what we're going to use. Let's go with our rounded kind of fit in your hand. Let's explore the possibility of having the two-piece, so one for the quick zapping, and possibly one, you know, with just that rounded part that fits into your hand. And Ryan, you work on how well they'll work with the user, so both of those concepts. And okay, I think we made some good progress here. We'll see you in, I don't know, I guess we'll take lunch in about half an hour, or I guess we'll be taking lunch shortly, and then about half an hour after that we'll probably have another meeting. Okay.